Welcome to Anxious Like You, a podcast hosted by Micheline Maloof and Nadia Adesi, two therapists who are anxious like you. In each episode, Micheline and Nadia dive into their guests' experience with anxiety and give you the tools you need to face your anxiety head on. This podcast is made in collaboration with Dive-Thru, a mental wellness company.
Welcome back to Anxious Like You. This is our final episode of the season before we jump into season two. So on this episode, Nadia and I are just going to have an open, honest, unscripted conversation about our anxiety, about the episodes and how we've evolved from the beginning of this recording until now, and then what you can expect in the future. So let's talk about it.
So Micheline, this is obviously our last time recording our first season, which has been a wild ride, incredibly fun. I'm going to ask you the most therapist question ever. How do you feel?
I feel good, still anxious, but much better than like the first time we recorded. I remember you and I, like, as soon as the mic light was on, we would like be a deer caught in headlights. Like, okay, how do we say this? Okay, should we say it this way? And then now I feel like the conversation's just easily flowing a little bit more. I mean, even when I'm introducing this last episode, I was like, that probably sounded really dumb. So I'm not gonna say that like my anxiety is like gone or anything like that. It's still very much there, but I think I'm just able to embrace it a little bit more. How about yours?
I love that. You just reminded me of our first couple of episodes when we would do like practice and we would write our questions word for word of what we're going to ask. So our very first guest was Lori Hernandez, who is incredible. We love her so much. We let her know right at the beginning we're super anxious, but Micheline and I think we spent an hour beforehand coming up with questions, writing a script, trying to follow it. You ask this one and then I'll ask this one. And then the second it started, the conversation just flowed so easily and we learned our lesson from there. But just thinking back to how we were to now, I know we're still so super anxious. I still get so anxious before every time we record, even when it's just me and you.
Yeah.
What am I going to say? What are we going to talk about? But I think we've come a long way.
We have. And you reminded me of that. Like, I do remember sitting down before we started working with Dive-Thru at all. And like, it was just you and I, we were going to do everything together. And we were sitting there and writing down, okay, should we ask this question? How should we ask it? Should we ask it like this? Okay, I'm going to ask it to you. Can you make sure that it sounds okay? And it was like constant reassurance seeking, which we tell people not to do. So it's just really, really funny. And then Lori comes on and she's like super chill and we kind of let go of it because she was super chill. But yeah, we were like that for like how many episodes after that?
So many. And the research we would do and oh my gosh, I'm just thinking back of like, so we would have a guest on and we would know about the guest and love the guest. We were the ones that recommended having the guest, but for some reason we thought we need to know every little thing about the guest life. So we would go on, we would find YouTube videos, articles, old posts, and we would memorize and study and research. Meanwhile, we knew about them. We loved them. We were the ones that wanted them on. And yeah, we were very anxious people.
So much. So I remember sitting down and watching like a whole season of Love Island just to, you know, make sure I don't miss anything from Mackenzie Diffman, or, you know, like just reading, like listening to every episode people have been on, with like Svetlana's episode and like listening to her other podcasts and, Lena Morris, and you know, like even Kelsey Dara, who I love so much, and I've known her since I was like in high, like I would watch her BuzzFeed videos and I was like, I need to make sure I never missed anything, and like going back and just like rewatching things.
It's funny because Kelsey was only like a month ago, so we did this for a while.
yeah like I think the only episodes I felt more I don't want to say less anxious, but it's just like a different type of anxiety was when it was you and I, and we just did like things we talk about on TikTok all the time. And so felt a little bit
easier.
Yeah.
Cause it's so different when it's just you and I. I don't know why. I guess it's that dynamic and we talk literally every single day.
Yeah. It's just having a conversation with a friend and, you know, we're talking about like therapy things, which we love. But yeah, with other people, you're like, are we gonna let, did you ever wonder if the guests liked you?
Every time.
Yeah.
Do you? Yeah, obviously.
All the time.
Yeah, I remember. Do you remember after Gabrielle Stone's episode, you and I were texting, like, did we do this okay? Was this right? Do you think we said the right thing? I shouldn't have said this. Oh no, I'm so embarrassed.
Yes, I do. I was like, I hope I didn't overstep any boundaries. Like, I remember that. Just being like so scared. And always the thought that would go in my mind, especially with like Gabrielle Stone, one of the first interviews we did, was they've been, and Lori Hernandez and everybody, almost everybody, actually, I don't know why I'm naming anybody because I'm anxious right now, but so I felt like I had to say who, but just like from the beginning, oh, are they going to like me? Am I a shitty podcast host? Am I going to ask really dumb questions, or like, is it like normal to just like have a conversation? Like, I never knew.
Same. I know. What do we say to make them like us, or how do we act normal? They've been on so many podcasts before. Yeah, we had the same thought process for sure. And then we work with Dive Through, and they will send us the podcast beforehand so we can review it before it goes public. The first couple of times listening to ourselves back. Oh no, why did I say this? Why do I sound like this? I need to change my voice, the way I ask questions.
Actually, with the Lori episode, before it went to editing, there was and I remember sending it to the editing when they sent it back, and it still had a bunch of them. I'm like, can you please remove some of like the ums and the likes? And they were like, well, the thing is, you said it so often that that it would be really choppy, so just like embrace it. And I had to like let go of it, but it was so embarrassing.
You know, and I didn't take it like that, but it's so funny because it's so true. And Megan, they were being so nice, trying to not be like, you guys say I'm in like way too much. But then we would actively try practicing not saying it. I remember for a couple of times we would say like before, just to get them all out, or ums. It comes with practice, but it's still really hard. And I still notice myself doing it all the time.
Always. I have to talk slower or think, and right now in this moment, as I'm even thinking of what to say next, I'm thinking, okay, you can slow down. You don't have to be this like rambly person all the time. So just.
You are not. And that's always a concern you had. Did I ramble too much? No, never. Your questions really? Are okay. Very well put together.
I always felt like I asked 5 questions in a row.
No.
And I noticed it when I listened to it, because in graduate school, whenever we were practicing with role plays for clients, I would do that. And the professor would be like, okay, 1 question. After you ask your first question, stop. Because I'd be like, oh, how was that for you? Was that scary? Should you have like, blah, 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 or I don't know, like I'm making stuff up right now, but it was like 3 questions like in a row. And they're like, you don't want to do that, because then you don't ever get the answer to the question you want. So I caught myself doing that a little bit, because my brain works like that. I'll have like 6 questions in my head at a time.
Same. So, but yeah. No, you are great. I think we work so well together.
We do. I think it was such an amazing partnership, and it is an amazing partnership. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait for what we have upcoming. And, you know, I guess like, what do you think was the most value? Like, what part was your favorite? Like about the podcast or recording a podcast, has it personally or professionally, like, what do you think?
A couple things. One, I would say like the exposure therapy, to an extent of forcing myself to get in front of a camera and talk for an hour, especially with people I don't know or subjects that I'm not an expert in. So that has helped. It's even helped with public speaking for me, for like different networks or going on social media and speaking publicly without it being so heavily edited. So that's been great. And just seeing the progress from a couple months ago to now. And I know that we're going to continue podcasting, so I think continuing to see the progress will be nice. But the other thing was just learning so much. The last couple of weeks, we've been having professionals on our podcast who specialize in specific mental health topics, and some that I'm not extremely educated on, or some that I don't specialize in. We had Amanda White, who spoke about substance use and eating disorders. And that episode, the whole time I was just in awe listening to her speak instead of engaging, because I was like, I'm learning so much right now. And I found with a lot of professionals that came on, even not professionals, people who are just specializing in certain different areas, allowed me to learn new things. And I love that.
Yeah, it's, you're right, that episode, I was learning in it too. And it is really helpful. I learned a lot also from Obsessively Ever After, Allegra Castens. I learned a lot from her too, and just like on her own with her own experience as a therapist. You know, I think that was, I agree with you 100%. That's the part that I feel like the growth that we gained as professionals even.
Yes, absolutely. And even just having this network now, if someone reaches out to me, like you said, Allegra, I have a client or a couple clients who struggle with OCD, and I specialize in OCD, but I'll always refer like to Allegra's account if you need some support when we don't have sessions or throughout like certain breaks. Go check out her stuff. It'll hold you over. It'll help you. So just building a network of incredible people has been awesome.
I did too. And I got, a message, a DM the other day from another therapist that said that screenshotted a message they had gotten from somebody that follows them that said, thank you for recommending the podcast Anxious Like You, because I'm finally going to sit down with my parents and ask them to go to therapy, because that was a really helpful episode to, you know, to kind of go to know what to do, to ask my parents, how to ask them and like what to expect. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, that is so powerful. Like, first of all, thank you to all the professionals that are utilizing our podcast as an extra resource for other people and for everyone that's found value in it, that like took the time, because they're not short episodes. Like they're not 10 minutes. They're not TikTok content. They are long form, which, you know, takes an investment on your time as well. So we're so appreciative of you taking the time out of your day or including us in your day, so that you can, you know, get that help. But that like made my heart like explode. I was like, first of all, thank you for being an awesome professional and, you know, directing people to the right resources. And number two, I'm so impressed. And like, it always warms my heart when I hear stories like that.
I think that's always what makes everything worth it. Some days, like, we feel so discouraged in content or in messages that we get, TikTok, Instagram, podcast, whatever it is, but that one message of, because of you, this happened, is just so grounding and humbling and makes us realize, okay, this is why we're doing it. Yeah. I like that you mentioned that, especially with the podcast, because it isn't short. So people listening to our hour episodes and including us in their day, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And what most of you don't know is I know that the podcasts came out once a week at the same time. And it probably looked like we were on top of our game all the time. But honestly, what you guys don't know and what you guys don't see are the tears shed and the pain we both experienced personally in our own personal lives, in general, like professionally and personally, that we had to take breaks. We took like 2-week breaks, 3-week breaks. But luckily we had recorded plenty. Like there were weeks where we would record at the beginning twice or three times a week. So we were able to kind of get through those moments. But I think that was really important for me to mention, because I think a lot of people think, well, they have it all together. They're always showing up to work. They're always doing this. How do you do it all? And that's one thing that a lot of people don't know. Like, we didn't do it every week. We were lucky that we had planned ahead of time and done it when we felt good. And so then when the shit hit the fan, when things weren't so good,
which it did
really
to like
both of us personally
and both of us at different times too. Yeah. Like I was going through a lot at one time that was probably 3-week span, maybe even more. We took 2 weeks off the podcast because of it, and then you, all of a sudden, so many things were happening in your life and you were going through a lot, which was what, another 2 weeks we took off or here and there. It obviously didn't happen at the same time. Our pain couldn't happen at the same time. But yeah, I think that's such a good point, because even in therapy, I'm constantly reminding people that things aren't as they seem on social media. Try to stop comparing yourself. You don't know what's really going on. And we're such a great example of that, because it does look like we fully have everything together and we're showing up to our podcast every week. We've accidentally missed podcast appointments because we were so overwhelmed with things that were going on that our guests would come wait in our podcast room for like half an hour and email us like, hey, where are you guys? We're supposed to be filming a podcast right now. And Micheline and I would be like, oh no, I think it happened two or three times.
And it was like, so obviously we, like our stomachs would sink and we would be like, oh my gosh, how embarrassing. And you know, you have to take accountability. So we would like reach out to the person and say, we're really sorry. Both of those times or three of those times, it was during the times that both of us were going through something really intense, but the accountability and just the understanding from each other. And then also from the guests, we were really lucky.
Yeah, Janelle, you were great. We're so sorry. She's like, yeah, I get it. I'm anxious too. I'm a therapist. We get it. Poor Janelle. We're so sorry. But she was so understanding.
Kina, who we haven't recorded with yet, but she'll be recording with us for season two. You know, it was just like, I remember like how scary that was. But I mean, I think I feel so lucky to even be a co-host with you because I feel like we have a really good understanding of those things and like those things happen. Like it could go so differently, you know, it could go so differently.
It's so true. If one of us were very I don't even know
what the word would be. Yeah, we have a personality that was just like, I can't have the change, like it needs to be this way, whatever. I think we're both pretty laid back in that sense. It's like, I can't make it today, let's reschedule. I mean, even to record this episode, we were supposed to record it like last week and then like Monday.
And then tomorrow on Micheline's birthday, she didn't even tell me. I was like, oh, sorry, I can't today. Can we do it on Thursday? She's like, yeah, I could do Thursday morning. I'm like, wait, that's your birthday. We're not filming on your birthday.
She wouldn't even let me. She wouldn't even let me, even though I kind of didn't care because like I could get ready. Because then I, like, you know, you record in the morning, I'm all ready and I can just have the whole day. But she wouldn't let me. She was like, nope, we're not doing it.
That's so sad. No.
But yeah, it's just been an amazing through the anxiety, just one, having another person who's anxious like you, you know. I did not even mean that, like I didn't even mean to do that, but that was
funny. Cool. So,
yeah, funny. But like having another person who's anxious like you sharing a podcast that's anxious like you, and you know, connecting with our audience and talking about anxiety and more. I mean, I hope you know by now that it's not just about anxiety, but so it's just really, really cool, and I love it, and I can't wait to give you guys more.
Me too. And we are doing a little bit of a shift for season two. We are changing the dynamic of the podcast a little bit. Micheline, do you want to explain what we're doing?
Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited about this because I think you guys are going to be liking it. And we'll kind of tell you guys how we got to this decision too, because, you know, you don't have like, you know, on TikTok and Instagram, you see views, you see likes. Like on podcasts, you don't see that, but you see how many people downloaded that particular episode. And every time Nadia and I would talk about anxiety, personal struggles with anxiety, or even have like a therapist on, people would just really enjoy those episodes and they would really download them. And they would, you guys sent us a lot of feedback on DMs and, you know, saying, this is amazing. I love this episode. So we took that information, because obviously when we first start, we don't know what you guys want.
Right.
And we're taking all the information, all the feedback we got from DMs, from emails, from, you know, just how many people are really listening to the podcast. And we decided that we were going to do more of just Nadia and I episodes. So every other episode is just going to be Nadia and I talking about an important topic, and it's going to be deeper dives. So it's going to be deeper dives into like anxiety, trauma, relationships, suicidality, self-harm, dissociation. We're going to dive really deep. And then when people do come on our podcast, there are going to be people who are experts on those topics as well. So every other episode. So we're going to have Nadia and I in one episode. Then next week, it's going to be Nadia, I, and a professional. So you guys are going to get like, it's going to be an amazing self-help shift, I think.
Yes, because we realize that a lot of our followers and supporters come to us for content that is educational and helps them learn new things. And while we love doing the podcast and interviewing some incredible people, we realized it was really hard to take actionable takeaways from those episodes. So we kind of lost sight of what we specialize in and the information we wanted to bring. So once we got the feedback, we would put up polls and say, do you want us to interview influencers and celebrities, or do you want us to focus more on like mental health and picking topics? And that was always the answer. So we decided it was time for a shift, and I'm so excited. I think this is exactly what people originally came to our podcast for anyways.
Same. I agree 100%. I mean, I'm not going to lie, if like Justin Baldoni or like Lady Gaga wants to come on our episode, like 100% not going to say no. We want you, but it's not going to be it's not going to be every week. So you might get like a celebrity here and there, but for the most part, it's going to be, I think I'm just so excited about this. Like when I say deep dive though, like we're talking like 2 or 3 episodes worth of a topic. Yeah. So maybe even 4 sometimes if like the demand is high, but you're going to get so much out of it. I can't wait for that.
So much. And some of the guests that we have lined up that are professionals in these topics are just unreal.
Unreal. I can't wait.
I know. Should we talk about
bring our anxiety.
Yeah, that'll never go away, our anxiety. That'll be there all the time. Should we mention what the first topic is going to be when we come back? Because I think it's one that is really in demand, that a lot of people are interested in. Okay, so and we're coming back in July. That's when season 2 starts.
I believe so, but we'll make an official announcement once we have the exact date finalized, just in case. But we think we're coming back in July, if I'm not mistaken.
And the first topic is going to be CPTSD, complex post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes, CPTSD and complex trauma, you know, one of my favorite topics. Yes. And something that a lot of people have been resonating with lately. So can't wait to do some amazing guests. I don't know. Maybe we'll just leave those a surprise
Yeah, and we'll make an announcement.
Announcement for those. So yeah, really, really excited. We'll definitely bring in more of Nadia and I. We should share more stories about ourselves and our anxiety. When we do have the solo episodes, we're looking not just our anxiety, like our mental health, but like, you know, share relatable. So you guys can see, like, ask therapists how we also struggle with these things. Because I know you guys really resonated with those first episodes where we were talking about our health anxiety, our social anxiety, our everything, relationship anxiety, which I never really talked about more, but I think we should definitely one day talk about.
Oh yeah, we'll have a full episode on that.
A full episode on health anxiety too, where we like give tips about it. So we'll be doing some of that. So we're just excited to get back in and record these episodes for you
and talk about things that we're passionate about and get the information out there.
So here's what we need from you. What topics would you like us to cover? What do you definitely want to hear about in season 2? And the way that you can do this is you can DM us, or you can DM us on Instagram at Anxious Like You on our main Anxious Like You page. You can also DM Nadia or I on our accounts as well, and we're going to make a post that we can share with like the Ask Me Anything, but instead of Ask Me Anything, I'll put like, what topics do you want to hear on season 2? So you guys can definitely let us know there so we can get started on all of that for you guys.
Yeah, let us know. We have so many exciting things coming up that we're also excited for to let you all know about. We won't be sharing or revealing right now, but look out for it in the future. Follow along with us.
Yeah, surprises coming soon. And one thing, if we can ask for one thing from you, if you enjoyed this season, then let us know. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Well, I don't think you can do anything on Spotify just yet, but Apple Podcasts, leave us a review, a written review. Tell us what was your favorite episode? 5 stars, because like we're still very sensitive.
I'm anxious.
So I'm gonna go away, please. Like, please follow.
Leave us. the five. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't get it when people like comment like, this was such a great podcast and it had like 4 stars. And I'm like, well, I don't get it. There's five. Just give me five. I mean, I can't be perfect. Like,
just give us.
My heart hurts. My heart hurts. So leave us a 5-star review if you feel like you want to. Obviously, no pressure, but we would definitely love it. Let us know what your favorite episode was. One that helps us, because as you guys know, this is stuff that we do on our free time. And like, the more people that we can get to get exposure to this, the more likely that we are to be able to do this more often for you guys, because then we could possibly gain a few sponsorships that can really help us through this, so that we can devote more time to just doing this, which would be something that would be super, super helpful for us. So just leave us a 5-star review. Let us know what you think. Follow us on Instagram at Anxious Like You. Follow Nadia at Evolve and Bloom. Follow me at Micheline.Malouf. I know my name's kind of weird, so like, just look at the show notes and you can find out how to spell it if you don't know. So we'll be back, and we're super excited and revealing some fun news.
Can't wait. And before we end off this episode, we just want to thank you all times 100,000,000,000 for listening to us every single week. We would not be doing this without you guys listening to us and messaging us and giving us feedback and just having conversations with us. So thank you for supporting us and continuously supporting us and being there for us and helping with our anxiety.
Oh my God. Thank you so much, guys, for helping with our anxiety. You have no idea. The positive feedback has helped us with our anxiety. So yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you heard, make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Join the Anxious Like You community by following at Anxious Like You on Instagram. See you in the next episode.